sit back, save some money. Here's how. The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Carrie, good to see you. Happy New Year, our first program of the year and the decade.
Wow, can you imagine?
I know.
What a fresh start, you know, what a wonderful time of year. I think of, you know, a fresh start on everything. And this is the first Mortgage Show of 2020. No stranger here to the Mortgage Show. We're going to be going on 11 years this coming year of talking mortgages. You know, what I really want to say to the listeners is thank you for your friendship and being your trusted advisor over the past decade and coming on and chatting with you and sharing stories and insight and tips and just saving you money and really making dreams come true via the Mortgage Show. I'm a little bit hoarse this morning. I've been dealing with a little bit of the cold and flu.
It's been going around.
That's been going around. But nevertheless, the spirit of an entrepreneur doesn't have a prerequisite of feeling well, right? I was thinking of that as I jumped. Right. I was thinking of that as I jumped in the car this morning and I thought, I hope my voice holds out for the show. And I thought, you know, all I need is my voice. I can feel like a bag of potatoes and I'll show up at the show, but I need my voice. So if we can carry on for the next 30 minutes and I can give you a fairly clear voice, I'll be happy. But I have some stories to tell. I have some money-saving mortgage tips. People say to me often, they say, you know, I've always dealt with the bank, Carrie, why would I go see a mortgage broker? Well, I have a few questions for you. Have you ever called your bank? Have they ever answered? Have you actually, when you called the bank, received someone from your bank on the other end of the line? When you got the appointment in your bank, did the person that was sitting in the chair, did you feel that they had the knowledge and experience to make the decisions that you needed? Could they explain all of your options for that bank and every other bank to make sure that you knew you were making the right decision? Were they a specialty in that department? Now, you don't have to answer this, but did they meet you after hours on the evening or weekend? Did they give you their personal cell number and say, call or text me at any time? Did your banker do that? After 5 years or 10 years, you needed some new advice. Were you able to still call them and did they answer?
And was the same person even there?
Right. So the mortgage broker and the Carrie Cardinal experience is all of that. The beauty part of it is I am your personal friend. I am your advisor. I am your money saver. And I'm able to give you that bank and all of the other banks' advice. And I'm here year in and year out. And people send me their kids and their family members and their friends and, you know, coworkers and all of these people because I'm accessible, because I'm trustworthy, because I give the best mortgage advice and I don't have just one bank that I'm able to give it from. The beauty part of that, Dave, is the whole Carrie Cardinal experience is absolutely free.
And that's what I think sometimes people don't understand.
Right. No, they don't. They think that there's a cost for it. I get paid by the bank that takes your mortgage at the end of the day. So what I'm telling you is if you have a friend or a family member that is looking for some mortgage advice, many times people go to their own bank and then they call another bank and they go over there on their lunch hour and then they take a Friday afternoon off and they do some other checking around. I have one-stop shopping to over 30 lenders at my fingertips, giving me wholesale rates, which I'm able to pass along to you, which is the jingle in your jeans at the end of the mortgage experience. So let me talk a little bit more about mortgages because that's just what the I can do about mortgages. And given that it's the beginning of the year, there's a lot of people that are thinking this year may be the year that they're ready to buy. As you know, the market is down. That's favorable if you're entering the market for the first time. So if you have a friend or family member or you yourself want to get into the home ownership market this year, the Carrie Cardinal Mortgage and the Carrie Cardinal Experience is your best stop and it's your first stop because we can shop it all through one stop. And people say to me all the time, well, what do I need to get a mortgage, Carrie? Like I want to buy a house. What do I need? Well, you need to pay your bills on time. So your credit has to be decent. And you need to get a pre-approval. I do my own pre-approvals. I do them online. I meet people in person. I talk on the phone. We can talk on Skype. However that you want to do your pre-approval, we can do that. You're going to need 5% down payment when you buy a house, Dave. If you're going to be living in that property, you're going to need 5%. So let's talk about a $300,000 house. You will need $15,000 to buy that house. Down payment. That can come from savings. I call it the bank of mom and dad, but that's a gift from an immediate family member, grandparent, brother, sister, that kind of thing. And you're also going to need some money for closing costs. People say, what are closing costs, Carrie? Well, that is the legal fees, the home inspection, the PST on the CMHC insurance. On a $300,000 house, that's going to run you around 1.5%. So say between $3,000 and $4,500. So if you're looking to get into the market this year and you're going to own or occupy that property, whether you've owned a house for the first time or this is going to be your fifth house, you need to have that $300,000 house, going to need that $15,000 down payment, and then between $18,000 and $19,500 in total with the closing costs in order to get in. And people say, well, I heard I have to pay all these CMHC fees. Yes, we do have CMHC fees that you pay. They're included in the mortgage, though. Yeah,
they're kind of wrapped in and built in.
Right. So CMHC charges a premium. And every day I sit down with my clients and we talk about ways to avoid CMHC. And you can. And sometimes people have the option of getting a large down payment. 20% down will avoid your CMHC fees. CMHC fees can range between 2.8% and 4%, and that's a cap on whatever that you're purchasing for. It's not an actual interest rate. It will be added to the mortgage, but you can avoid CMHC with 20% down payment. So let's go back to that $300,000 house. If you have the privilege of coming in with $60,000, which for many of us, it's just unattainable, but a lot of times people are able to come up with it, you can avoid the CMHC fees. And if you're able to avoid CMHC, you can mortgage the amortization for 30 years. And people say, well, wait a minute, my bank said that I couldn't go 30 years.
Is that amortization period, that's the period of the mortgage until everything's paid off.
That's the total length of the mortgage. Well, with a Carrie Cardinal mortgage, if you do not need CMHC financing, I will amortize you over 30 years. Now, there is some benefit to going 30 years, and we can talk about what those benefits are. If you need CMHC-backed financing, you are limited to CMHC rules, which are 25 years for the amortization. So you buy the $300,000 house, Dave, you put the $15,000 in, your mortgage payments can be about $693 biweekly, plus your property taxes and bills. So, you know, buying a house versus renting can be very affordable for $693 biweekly. You can get a pretty decent house now for $300,000. If you're able to put 20% down, you're going to go in then with the $60,000. Your mortgage payment's going to come down to $510 biweekly. The most common question that I get after we do the mortgage, and typically this is for people that have not owned a house before, they go, when do I have to start the payments? Because you have all these expenses. You've got moving costs and you've got hookups and you've got, you know, lawyer bills and you've got this and you've got that. And it seems like every time you turn around, you're spending more money. And they say, well, when do I have to start these mortgage payments? It's different than when you rent, because when you rent, if you start renting on January 1st, you got to pay January 1st for the month of January. Mm-hmm. You pay in advance. On a mortgage, you pay after the fact. So if you take possession on January 1st, you don't have to make your first payment until February 1st if you're going to do monthly payments. So all of this is rolled into the Carrie Cardinal mortgage. I'm able to give you all of these options. We can pay biweekly if you'd like to pay biweekly. Everything is set up inside the mortgage. And, you know, Dave, I didn't start doing these mortgages yesterday or last year or, you know, a couple of years ago. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in mortgages all the time. I would beg to say millions of dollars in mortgages, you know, over the last decade that I've been able to give really sound, good advice. And I'm still here.
Obviously, your clients, return clients, happy that you are. Carrie, so much more to talk about. We're going to come back. We're going to pick up the conversation, continue our first program of the year and the decade. Carrie Cardinal with me, of course. This is The Mortgage Show. First stop to get more information, check the website, carriecardinal.com. That's carriecardinal.com. Back with more right after this.
Welcome to your new home. This is The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Carrie, our first program of the year, first program of the decade, and in true Carrie Cardinal style, you are a trooper, you are in, you've got that stupid cold flu thing that everybody's got, but...
The show must go on. I feel like there's beads of sweat coming out of my forehead, not because I'm hot per se, but you know, I'm sweating it out. My mom's given me lots of advice. I've done lots of different things to help my voice. But here we are on The Mortgage Show, and I want to talk a little bit about the refinance, the Carrie Cardinal refinance mortgage, because this time of year, Dave, you know, it kind of all catches up. If we've been ignoring it all year long and we just needed to push through Christmas, your bills come in January. And sometimes you're just ready. You're tired of being sick and tired, and you're just ready for something to change. And you're ready to save some money, and you're ready to roll things into one. And if that's you, if you have a mortgage that's coming up for renewal, or you've pondered a mortgage refinance, I want to give you the dollars and cents and the ins and outs of what you need in order to refinance your mortgage. I refinance people all the time. It is an absolutely life-changing experience for people in their pocketbook, but also just, you know, for their stress level.
I was going to say, you know, and I think sometimes people underestimate that peace of mind.
Absolutely.
You know, if the last thing you're thinking about, you know, when you're falling asleep is bills and payments and money, and the first thing you're thinking about when you get up in the morning is bills and payments and Monday. Number one, how good was that sleep? How much did you get? How much is that preoccupying and taking over your life?
Absolutely. And if you're able to refinance, people say, well, does it hurt my credit, Carrie? No, refinancing does not hurt your credit. What we're doing is we're taking all of these higher interest rate cards and lines of credits and loans that are sitting on your credit bureau, and we're paying them off, and we're drawing the equity out of your property, which is the smartest, savviest, best way to do it. Because if you're paying more than 3% on anything, you're paying too much. You could put it into the mortgage. Now, there's a few key things that you have to keep in mind when refinancing a property. This isn't a one-click, does-it-all type of a thing. This is tailored, and the Carrie Cardinal mortgage is tailored to your specific finances. And I sit down with all of my mortgage refinance customers, and we talk about, you know, very important things that need to be discussed in this. One of them is equity. So the government says, and this doesn't matter if we go with bank A, B, C, D, or X, Y, or Z, the government says you now need to leave 20% equity in your property if you're going to rewrite your mortgage. So for example, if you have a house worth $400,000, if you have a mortgage on it already, the maximum that we can mortgage on that property is $320,000. Mm-hmm. $500,000 house, $400,000. If you've recently bought a house in the last couple of years, and with our property values, your property maybe has not increased as it maybe had in previous years, you may be short on equity. So that's the first thing that we need to look at. If you have the equity, what I want to sit down with you or have a conversation on the phone or via email and find out, you know, are you going to be in the property for 5 years? What are your goals? Do you need to reduce your payments? Are things, you know, too tight? Do you want to shorten the amortization? I tailor this to your specific needs. And a lot of these clients that I do this for either A, have a home equity line of credit. Mm-hmm. These things are prime plus a half a percent on, you know, typical rates. Prime rate is 3.95%. So you're paying 4.45% on a home equity line of credit when you can convert it into a mortgage in around that 3% range. So if you have a home equity line of credit, it's popular. Or if you have other debts. I recently did one for some old clients of mine. And as I looked back, I've been working with these folks for over 10 years. And this may surprise you, but it's no surprise to me. They were 70 and 72 years old. And we have done mortgages with them. I have personally for the last 10 years, and they needed to refinance. We refinanced them over 30 years. I know you're thinking, wait a minute. Yep. There is no age discrimination with a mortgage. And on a fixed income, the payment is really what's going to drive their entire lifestyle. So Absolutely. Whether or not we make a mortgage over 10 years or 30 years, you know, we need to make those payments affordable for them. So what I did for them was their mortgage was $219,000, was $990 a month. They've recently renoed and had some costs come up, and they've racked up about $20,000 in debt that we needed to clear up. That cost them $500 a month. So their expenditures were $1,490 a month. Now, what I did was I gave them $275,000 because they had a backyard to redevelop and they had some other projects still in the house that they needed to complete. So I gave them an extra $36,000. Their new mortgage payment was $1,162 a month. Bear in mind that their expenditures were $1,490 before. So it saved them $328 a month. Mm-hmm. And they got $36,000 in their jeans.
And they've got that for renovations and doing the backyard and finishing off and living in their home the way they want to live in their
right.
home.
These folks were retired. They did not have a job, but they had income from pension sources. If you're listening to me and you have a friend, family member, or yourself have pension income, the Cary Cardinal Mortgage has no age discrimination. You do not pay an extra rate. You do not pay any extra fees. I'm able to tailor the mortgage to your specific needs. So you don't have to be 70. You can be 40. You can be 30. You can be whatever it is. But the Cary Cardinal Mortgage, we sit down and we tailor it right to your specific needs.
For some people, they'd be surprised, you know, when you talk about the, because you do a wide range of people, but someone who's 72 and 70 or something like that, and, oh, you can get a 30-year mortgage. And it's one of those little things I think people may not even think is possible.
If I could count the times people have said to me back, my banker told me that I couldn't do that. Well, do you have a Cary Cardinal mortgage? Have you called Cary? So if you know of somebody that's in the market, whether they're looking to refinance or considering refinancing or even pre-approving, have you called Cary? Give me a call. Send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. I would love to give you my expert advice at no charge to benefit you.
You have so many referrals that come from friends, families, nieces, nephews, coworkers, all those things. Then they know, okay, this is something that I have to share with others if they find themselves in the same spot. And it's so much of what you do is through these connections and the referrals.
Absolutely. Have a mortgage question? Send me a text, 306-591-5749.
Cary, as always, great chatting with you. Thank you so much.
Same to you, Dave.
First stop, of course, the website, carycardinal.com. Just go to the website, carycardinal.com. Lots of information there, lots of ways that you can contact, reach out. Cary will get back in touch with you right away. Take care of things with a Cary Cardinal mortgage. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time around.